That's why you tell your junior high child, if they're not doing so well in school, that they can't seem to get the fact that you write down your homework every day in the Mind or Binder planner that they give you for that purpose. And if you can't figure this out, I will come to school with you and walk around with you, and I will help you with this, because obviously you need my help. We'll be like best friends. Your child will be like, Dad, if you do that, I will just, I don't know what I'll do. But you follow through with it. And you tell them the first time they're not able to do that, you'll just sit in the back of the room. Just sit back there. You won't say a word. No one will know who you are. If you have to come back the second time, the second day, because it didn't work the first day, you tell them that the teacher will announce in every single class that they are in that you are their parent and they're here to help you write down your homework. And you tell your little cherub, your little 13-year-old beauty that you love so much, that if you have to come a third time, you will come into their classroom, every classroom of the day, with a big shirt that says, I am Jacob's mother, and I need to help him write down his homework, with a beanie cap with a little propeller on the top. And you follow through. Teachers tell me all the time, they say, Scott, parents threaten, but they never do it. If you want to be a slightly off-the-wall parent and be effective, try some of these crazy things.